Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I had to go deep into my bag, bring the temperature down low.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steiny and Guru with you, and coming up in 10 minutes, Pat Spencer, Warriors guard, is going to join us. Warriors next play on Friday against the Minnesota Timberwolves here at Chase Center.
You going? I didn't ask you 100 times.
Probably. We'll see. I got kids in town.
Oh, you told me that early.
We'll see. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Are you?
All depending on how this doctor appointment goes today. I'm a little nervous.
I want you to know that I'm sincere when I'm saying, you know.
But you're smiling as you
because
say.
That's my, like, I hope they get it figured out. I know you're worried about it.
My boy AP, he's listening to us.
Anthony Peeler?
No, the lefty, no. Aaron Posey. The inventor, Steiny, of the Yoon reunion. He started the whole Yoon reunion where Evan pulled up on it.
Him by the brother. Way, can we stop acting as though, what's his name? Herbert.
Oh, Justin.
Justin Herbert's like
a broken hand.
A left hand. He's a right-handed quarterback.
Steiny, you have to take the snap with both hands.
Oh, stop.
And, dude, he was hitting it left and right like a hey, Evan, you had to be proud. Like,
don't bring him in. We know what he's going to say.
That dude went John Wayne last. I would have tapped out. I'd have been like, I can't go. I can't go tonight.
Toughest quarterback in football.
You know how many dudes would have...
If he were Jim Zorn or Kenny Stabler...
That's my guy, Jim
then
Zorn,
yes,
the lefty.
It would have been a hell of an achievement.
Number 10, Jimmy Zorn. What you know about Jim Zorn? Who was his coach?
Chuck Knox.
Oh, man.
Get out of my face with that. You don't want to go there.
Well, you lost yesterday. A lot
you don't
of people
want to
were
go
disappointed
there.
With the Reggie
Oh, because...
Game.
Oh, Reggie. Give me Reggie. Give me Reggie's. Cares. Give me something. Give me something of value. Let's go to
this.
Now
I know
you made me mad.
No, I know what's going on. You didn't make the fantasy playoffs here at 95.7 The Game.
Oh, okay, you
and
know what?
You're a little hurt. We hadn't talked right. about it. Okay. I made it. Shout out,
you know
Dibs.
What?
I got in, so I'm on
Let
cloud
me know when you're
nine.
Done.
I'm done.
Let me tell you this right now, and this is so. If you want to know how checked out I am. At various times of the crossover, just go back and listen to yesterday's because it was over. I just didn't. It didn't
matter.
But
it should hurt, though.
It didn't matter enough to me to even put up a fight where I had the argument on my side.
Well, it was one of those airs where you just got to break it and take it.
Guru, I lost by 60 points to Lucas okay? Mm. I would have had to go into the waiver wire and somehow selected four players who would have each got me at least 15 points.
That I
so
did, yeah.
The bottom line is I was done. However, you know, Dibley wants to give me his analytics.
It
he had advanced analytics.
He knew.
And then Willard wants to hit me with, well, you're kind of ruining it for other people. I don't care, guys.
But you do.
I don't care.
That's the beauty of you. You do.
No,
we know
I
that
don't.
You just really wanted Guru to get the last spot in the playoff.
Now that's a dynamite. Big crocker,
being
you know.
Being a really good
dynamite.
Friend.
Dynamite.
Yeah, he
dynamite.
Too, but yeah.
Dynamite.
I love you, man.
Who?
You'll be okay, Stani. Yeah.
Oh, you know
there's
I will.
There's always next
seat,
year.
Though.
For what?
The
yeah, you're not
team.
Getting an extension this summer.
Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go. You ready? Cheat. What, are you going to kick me out of next year's league?
No,
yeah, quit trying to cheer me up.
We had too many this year,
Stani.
We had 16. Might have been a little too many.
I would love for you guys to kick me out of the league. Fine, relegate me. I don't care.
No, but you're going to have to answer to the owner.
I'm the owner.
He wants to know why you didn't start four guys in the biggest game of the season.
Tomorrow, man.
I'm the owner.
That's pretty good.
We took the high road. Let's go to LP and SF.
Real quick, how'd you end up with five guys with a bye in 1 week?
And how did I not know? I would have told you.
It didn't matter. I went in and I looked at the rest of the players in the league and I'm like,
oh, did you?
It doesn't matter.
So you knew?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a chance to get. I had a chance to get.
Now
like,
that hits
Gerald
different.
Ford, the backup running back for the Browns.
Oh, I thought you didn't know.
I knew.
Well, you got to look at these
matter.
Things weeks out. You know.
Well, yeah.
So you're saying you were aware? I thought Dibs was bringing that to
I
your
knew
attention.
Knew going into the last
wow,
week.
That now
I had
it
no
hits
show.
A little different because you were saying you wouldn't have got 60 as a. Oh boy.
Exactly, and. Once I realized I wasn't going to make it, then I was like, fine, I won't score. Get a better draft pick next year. It's called chess, people. Can we get to LP and SF?
LP.
Before Pat Spencer comes up in 5 minutes. What's up, LP?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
All right.
Yeah, no, I heard you guys talking about the coaches debate, whether or not we should extend them to 2030.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the biggest fan, first
all right.
of all. I'm an old school 49er fan. I'm used to going to the championship, going to Super Bowls, winning them.
Mm.
We've been so many times. I think that he is a good coach. I wouldn't put him in a great category for his lack of winning a big game. I've been a 49er fan. I've watched these playoff runs. We go so far. I think that with the amount of talent we've had, guys, lately, we should have at least two more Super Bowls on our belt. Huh? At least, me personally. We talk about Salah. I'm excited for him to be back. I think the defense has responded. He's an amazing defensive coach. I don't know offensively if he could put it together from a head coach's perspective. I mean, the Jets isn't probably the best judge. You know, they didn't have nearly the amount of talent we did. But yeah, I wouldn't lock him in, especially since it's so early. Show me a little bit more. Yeah. We go deep this year into the playoffs, maybe get a little sniff of another Super Bowl. That's another conversation. But right now, no, I don't see the need to.
Appreciate
Good
the
stuff.
Call, LP.
Man.
Hey, don't forget, coming up in after Pat Spencer, we'll give out the second code word. How about that?
You got to keep listening.
Yeah. They got to keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know when we're going to be giving out the keyword.
What you got, man?
How easy is it on days like today for you just to sit over there and just wait for this S show come into your direction? That's your guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're my guy.
Oh, okay.
But I do want to say something to you.
I'm going to need you to be real careful. Right
you now. You think I'm just a two. I could be a one.
I know you could. You
no,
want to be
you
one
don't,
today?
Because the other days you're like,
you
oh, Gook can
right
radio
now?
Read.
Here.
He's giving you everything that you need. That's all I can.
Shut up. You don't know what he's giving me.
You went out the room and he showed me where your stuff was itemized. I'm like, the plan's right there. And I got confidence in you, but you're getting mad at the wrong person. It don't bring me in.
Sonny, I got what you need. Evan, it's coming in a little Evan, bit, all right?
Evan, don't.
Oh, that part. That's what this is. I got you.
I got what you need.
Oh, man.
Where's Spency?
We don't got a game till Friday.
You're like a two-year-old. For goodness sakes, there can't be 10 games a day.
I'm done with the cup. Jesus Christ.
You know what? Fine. Extend Shanahan. I don't care.
Oh, man.
What about Lynch? Let's lose his ass.
I didn't like that just about it. I know what cloth I come from.
Begging Brandon Ayuk to come back?
Yeah, like, dude's been on one, man. Nobody can defend what he's done. So even before he got the bag, but I was happy he got the bag, and they gave him more, and he's mad.
Hey, now let me ask you a serious question. Have you thought about what you're going to ask Pat Spencer?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, give me – what's your first question? Just so we don't overlap.
No, I feel like we're so different the way we – because we're our personalities.
Are you going to ask him what his favorite food is?
No, I don't do that. The burrito stuff, I don't do that.
What's your favorite San Francisco neighborhood?
I'm not – oh, that's info, but I ain't into it. Yeah, I got you. Oh, you're the best.
Oh, boy.
Did you watch that game last night?
Which one?
Philly Chargers? Yeah, obviously you did.
I didn't, actually. The Timberwolves were on. I was scouting them. I'm like John Sumrall. I watch us and I watch the team we're playing.
Well, that was a close game. Who won?
They lost. I turned it off at the end and watched the American Revolution documentary, Ken Burns.
How many parts is that?
It's like 403. It's going to be a long decade.
I'm out on that. Too long.
Hey, is Spencer calling us or are we calling Spencer?
We got time.
You know what? I bet you just like unlisted his number now. You know, you had to get another phone because now everybody wants to call
him. He's been
on
a heater, man.
I think the other thing is that his coach realized that Pat is that mother. That became clear.
So
that would be my ringtone if I was Pat.
Think about this for a minute. And I obviously, when you're a pro basketball player, you're one of the greatest players in the world.
No,
but
facts.
On the pro basketball landscape, he's kind of at the bottom.
Gotcha.
But think about that. That's what I can't get. He's the greatest lacrosse player of all time.
Wow, man.
Or at least
Jim Brown
right
was good.
There.
Yeah.
According to all my lacrosse sources. The greatest lacrosse player in the world. You know what? I'm going to give basketball a shot.
Now, I do. My follow-up would be, what is the NBA version for lacrosse or NFL? You know what I mean? They don't have that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What do you mean? Like the NBA version for lacrosse to go pro and get paid.
That's a good question. Yeah. We could ask him. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Pat Spencer. Pat, thank you so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know what? I was going to start somewhere else, but my partner Guru just said, what's the highest level of pro lacrosse that exists right now?
Yeah, it's the Premier Lacrosse League. So a good buddy of mine founded it a few years back. Actually, my senior year of college was the first year that they were having the league, when I was coming out. So it's the Premier Lacrosse League. Big shout out to Paul Rabel and those guys for trying to make it a career option for guys that are playing college lacrosse and want to continue it down the line.
Gotcha. Well, let me start out here, Pat. Obviously, you've had a big week. What's been the key to kind of your emergence? Is it simply playing time, or is it more than that?
Yeah, I think it's a culmination of the hard work, but also the opportunity. I've shared it before, but last year my role for this team was really just to be an energy guy. We'd be down 10, 15, 20 points, and Steve would call my number. So at that point, it was about coming in, bouncing off the wall, giving us a little bit more juice. This year, because of injuries, I've had an opportunity to come in and get some extended minutes. If you play this game at a high level, that it's a game of rhythm and flow. And so having the opportunity to play, 6-7 minutes in a stretch as opposed to 2.5-3 minutes, it's night and day. And then obviously just the work that I put in terms of shooting in the off season, my game feels, the best it's ever felt. So it's a culmination of preparation meets the opportunity.
No doubt, Pat, you're the people's champ right now. And it's kind of funny, we're rapping with you. Last Tuesday is when you balled out against OKC. And I'm not being messy because I'm rooting for you and we all are, but you were on one in a good way. And, the game goes, you come out at the end while you're on a heater. I go in my pop's garage, do a video saying, why did he get subbed out? And all the world was in agreement. I'm not being messy, but can you walk us through when you heard that buzzer in that game where you're on one and you come out? Can you walk us through your thought process?
Nah, I don't question the staff, man. We've got a bunch of guys that have been doing this at a really high level for a long time. So as a competitor, obviously you want to be in there, but Pods has been incredible. And ultimately you're going to go to your starters down the stretch. That's just the way the game goes. And so completely get it. Didn't hold any, ill will against the staff for doing that. Like I said, as a competitor, of course you want to be out there, but, I'd played probably 8 to 12 minutes straight at that point. And Steve ultimately just wanted to get BP back in there. So I don't question his decision-making at all. He's got 9 rings for a reason. So
I love it.
Thankful that he gave me an opportunity, though, you know, in the next couple games to get in there and close it out as well.
Well, speaking of your coach, and we're talking to Pat Spencer, Warriors point guard. Obviously, he was asked about you after this weekend's game, Sunday in particular. We'll play it for you. I'm sure you've been asked about it and you've heard it, but it's a lot of fun. So take a listen.
I think the other thing is that his coach realized that Pat is that mother. That became clear. Sorry. Am I allowed to say that? Or?
I mean, are you, you know how jacked up you are after you make that shot, and do you remember what you were saying and what you were doing?
It's messed up. I black out when I have those moments. Everyone's repeating it back to me, but it's almost as if I don't remember. So, no, I mean, when I'm competitive, I get in those moments. That's what you live for as a competitor. So, I hope I'm not being judged by what I'm saying in those moments.
Spence, I got to ask you, man, you know, Draymond's going to come back. It looks like it might be Friday, and the chef, too. You know, just from a personal standpoint, do you look at that, and I know you want that to happen, and think about how can I keep, you know, what I have going on when the big dogs come back? How do you think about that?
Yeah, there's no personal agenda. I'm just happy that I had the opportunity to get out there and showcase what I'm able to do at a high level. I think the most important thing for this road trip for us was finding an identity. I've said it in a handful of other interviews, but We didn't really have an identity before this road trip. You know, we have a number of different ways that we play. Obviously, Steph and Draymond connect and play at an elite level when they're out there together. But we've got a bunch of young guys that are able to run and push that pace. And so I think that's another identity for us. And then we also have a third identity, and a guy in Jimmy who just takes care of the ball, doesn't turn it over, gets us organized. And we have complete control of the game when he's out there. So I think it's been great for us this past week as far as kind of honing in on who we can be on the offensive side of the ball. We felt really confident about who we were defensively, but we've taken a step this week offensively, and obviously you add an elite playmaker in number 30 and an incredible defender in Draymond. It's only going to get better.
Pat Spencer joining us on 95.7 The Game, Warriors point guard, and Warriors play next on Friday at home against the Timberwolves at Chase Center. I'm, everybody's competitive in the NBA, but then there's levels of competitiveness. And I got to ask you where you've gotten your competitiveness from, because, you know, when you watch a guy game in and game out and year in and year out, you really figure out who is serious about competing and who isn't. And I just, like, you're the real deal when it comes to playing hard. And I'm just wondering where that came from.
No, I appreciate it. I have two parents who push me to be the best version of myself every day. They're competitive in their own right, but ultimately I think it comes from having two brothers and growing up and just beating the crap out of each other in the driveway. So we have some funny traditions. We play hoops on Thanksgiving morning every year, the family, and that usually ends in a fight right before we go over to the family's house. So I think it's a bit innate, you know. I think we just have it, it's wired in us. So thankful that my parents have pushed me to compete in everything I've done, but I think ultimately it's a bit innate.
Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful. Hey, Pat, let me ask you this, man. You know, this summer, were there other situations that you thought about or, you know, places you might be interested in? And what was it about the Warriors that kind of kept you here?
Yeah, I had a couple other opportunities, but they were going to be similar trajectory to what we're doing here, maybe a little bit easier of a path, considering that we have 15 guys on the roster, maybe a little bit of an easier path to a roster spot in a couple other places. But ultimately, I just have a belief in the group that we had at the end of last year and truly enjoy playing for Steve, competing with him, and just love the group that we have in the locker room. And so it felt like too good of an opportunity to pass up on. Built some real momentum in the playoffs last year. Felt like I gained the trust of the veterans in the locker room and much of the staff. And so, I'm a believer in people first and foremost. And so it just made sense for me to be back here and give this thing a run one more time.
Pat, what's and we're joined by Pat Spencer of the Golden State Warriors. When did the transition for you as a pro change from I got to make it in this league, and so when I go out and play, I've got to make sure that I do this for my game, as opposed to it feels like the last week you're going out there saying, how I got to play for us to win. Like, is there a difference there?
Yeah, I think part of it has to do with the injuries, right? I mean, we lose 30-plus points a night in number 30, and so there was going to be one, I think, like I said, finding an identity. I felt like there was an opportunity for me to kind of put my foot on the gas and give us a new life that way. We didn't really have an identity offensively, and I think that's something that I can bring to the table. So I saw an opening there, felt like I could really get us in a cohesive unit and just get us organized. And so, you know, I've got a bunch of assistant coaches that have had my back and have pushed me to do that all along. But like I said, it's a little bit tougher to do that sometimes when you're playing 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. So the opportunity was there this week with knowing that Steph would be out for an extended period to kind of put my foot on the gas and showcase what I can do that way. And ultimately, hopefully, you know, propel us into a new identity offensively as a team without number 30 on the floor.
Pat, my sources tell me you get after it in practices, like you treat it like the games, and I love that. And I'm just wondering, is there anybody else on the team that is up there with you in that regard?
We've got a bunch, man. We're in the stay ready group for the majority of the year when you're not playing. So, you know, you see a guy like Gee going out there and chasing every loose ball, diving. Trace is coming in and giving us energy. Those are the guys that I spend a lot of time with, man. We're in the in the gym when, you know, the guys are getting treatment, guys are playing, you know, 30 plus minutes a night. We've got a group down there who's getting after it and, you know, ultimately staying ready. So proud of those guys too. You know, it was a collective effort.
Pat, I'm interested to know how, like, in one sport, you're considered one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time. And then in another sport, you're kind of working you're a pro. You're an NBA player, no doubt about it, but you're kind of working yourself up from the bottom of that high tier. Like, what's it like being the greatest at one thing and then, you know, where you are in the NBA in another professional sport?
Yeah, I love the adversity, man. I knew it wasn't going to be an easy journey. 4 years of college across, I don't think there was a crystal clear avenue to get into where I'm at today, but there was no crystal clear avenue for my lacrosse journey either. You know, I think a lot of people look back and see, you know, what I accomplished, and what they don't know is that I was cut from just about every team I tried out for in lacrosse as well. I didn't make JV till my junior year in lacrosse, and actually had repeated ninth grade to stay back. So really technically didn't even make varsity lacrosse until what would have been my senior year of high school. So had two offers to go to college for lacrosse, which was, you know, not a ton of offers. So the journey has never been easy for me. So that I've never shied away from that. I actually kind of live for it. So I've enjoyed every step of the way and ultimately just want to keep it rolling.
Pat, I'm always telling my partner, man, one thing about watching the Warriors is their offensive attack is different than others I see. And when you don't have the ball in your hands, your ability to cut, it sounds so simple, but it's not, is beautiful. And the Warriors do that as a whole. Are you surprised throughout the league other teams don't cut like you guys and yourself?
Yeah, I think it's personnel driven, right? I mean, I think there's a number of teams that have elite playmakers in the pick and roll, like a Luka. So to speak. So I think it's personnel driven. You look at our top tier guy, he's somebody who probably runs 5 miles a game moving off the ball. So draws a ton of attention. So I think a lot of that has to do with the personnel. And quite frankly, it's won 4 championships here. So it's something that attracted me to come here. I feel like I can utilize my IQ on and off the ball to play off some obviously incredible Hall of Famers. So you know, I think the league is heading that way. You're starting to see the pace pick up. You're starting to see more passes, throw aheads, early shots. I think it's just at the tip of the iceberg. It's just going to keep getting faster.
Yeah, Pat, I think we know, you know, when Friday's game comes around, no matter what Steve Kerr asks you to do, you'll be ready. Has he talked to you about, you know, what may happen if and when Steph comes back on Friday or soon after? Or are you one of those low-maintenance guys that he doesn't have to deal with like that?
Yeah, he doesn't owe me a conversation. We haven't chatted about it yet. We got out of Chicago and then have, you know, a couple deserved days off. We've been traveling our butts off this year, so we'll have practice tomorrow. You know, we may address it, may not, but ultimately, you know, my whole career has been built off of just staying ready. So I'll be ready for whatever comes our way.
There it is. And you've been balling, man. You know, 10 to 2 here on Steiny and Guru, Pat. We like to have fun. You got some days off. You just talked about it. You know, walk us through some of your hobbies, or what do you do to let some steam off?
I moved apartments, so nothing fun over the last day and a half. But I love to golf. Steph and I like to get after it on the course. And then I've got a brother balling, so always have games to check out. Unfortunately, no overlap over the last 2 days. We're both off, but yeah, golf is golf, family time. I'm simple, man. I don't. I like good food, a little golf, and I'm good.
Hey, where's your brother playing?
He's in Memphis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, what's your handicap?
Floating around a 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm about to get down to scratch.
Look at him.
I don't have enough time.
Yeah, but, we'd all love to get down to scratch. Hey, appreciate it, man. Hey, real quick. So who are the Stay Ready guys?
The Stay Ready is the guy that you see on the end of the bench.
Santos, you, Will Richard?
Santos, myself. Will's been playing quite a bit. so he found himself right in the start.
TJD.
Playing incredible basketball. Yeah, Tracy's joining us. But it's ever evolving. You know, we're a little bit older. We've got some injuries. So, yeah, Stay Ready means it could be the next day.
Hey, maybe Steph's going to have to be on that group.
That's dope. Stay ready,
supplant,
baby.
And supplant you on Friday, maybe.
Nah, absolutely not.
All right,
keep
man.
Keep hooping, man.
Hey, Pat, thank you so much for joining us. Continued luck, and you know, have a great rest of the season, man.
Appreciate it, fellas.
All right, Pat Spencer, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. You look very pensive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah. It was a very nice interview.
Yeah, I could.
No.
Yeah, what's...
Where's your brother? Only goo can do it, baby.
It always comes back to goo. That was
now
such
that hurt.
No, goo, that was such a minor part of wonderful interview.
Great. All right, I got you.
Why would you
beat
yourself up over that?
Because Evan was laughing. Like, damn, if as soon as it left, I was like, I want it back. But nah, that's dope, man. He's a dope dude.
You also asked some other really good questions, sincerely.
Well, I appreciate it. Stoney, you did a great job. But he's a real one, huh?
Yes, he is.
He ain't letting his head get big. I understand that. And man, he's earned everything he's gotten. How about that?
Yeah.
And I love the stay ready. That's dope.
Did you hear his first answer after Kerr, that question you asked him, Sonny?
He doesn't owe me a conversation.
Man.
Says a lot.
And was I doing too much meanwhile, asking when you're mad? What's that? Coming out of the OKC
game. That's a good question. Everybody's mad when they come out.
Yeah. Well.
Steve Kerr doesn't owe me a conversation.
Man.
Because he's busy talking to Kuminga 24-7. That's why. Yeah, he doesn't have time to talk to me, guys. I've been waiting in line for 3 weeks to talk to Steve, but he's still got Kuminga in his office.
It's like he's faced everything, Stoney, and excelled at it, and he didn't run from it. But the reality is, we're really going to see what his role is, when the two dudes come back.
You know what?
And you could and he did it presidential, but I,
There was something I wanted to ask him, but I didn't know how to. You know, the fact that when you're Pat Spencer in the NBA, before you emerge, you get a lot of eye rolls.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You get a lot of
okay. All right.
I'll put it this way. I've been the last man on the bench on a team before. It's not.
What team?
An all-star team. Well, trust me.
All right.
But my point is we've all been kind of the last guy on a team, and sometimes it's not the best feeling in the world, especially when you're getting disrespected by the other team. So I'm sure he's got stories where guys thought they were going to get over on him.
Man.
And he just absolutely pulverized them.
Yeah, Saturday in Cleveland.
I mean, I just thought that. Can you be honest with me, you and Evan? Did you think they had a chance at
yes,
all?
Yes, I did.
With Donovan Mitchell, Mobley playing.
They played Friday night, the Cleveland Cavaliers did. So they were on a back-to-back. And
you thought they had action, huh?
After the first quarter, they did. Cavs scored 14 points.
Yeah.
What's
funny is maybe it's just the Warriors, but I swear to God, sometimes I can tell in the first 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, that team stinks tonight. Cleveland just wasn't.
I got it.
Who was the last game? It was a game the Warriors played.
It wasn't OKC. No, it wasn't Portland because they beat him at home.
Somebody played a really bad game against the Warriors.
What about what I talked to you about, the back cutting? So if you have Luka, you don't need that. Just get out the way, or Harden.
Well, no, I mean, you can go back door.
Kuminga hasn't perfected that.
Which part?
They're just cutting, dude. Don't just sit in the corner like a bump on a pickle. Cut with all that athleticism. That should come natural and easy. And no, I see Pat the Warrior.
Okay,
Will Richards mastered it, and I want to say it's simple.
It's not simple. Knowing when to cut is not simple.
Wow.
Knowing how to cut is not simple.
Wow. Because Will Richard could do it too. That's why he's on the floor. Part of it.
Oh God, let's not talk about Kuminga.
Well, we're talking about Will Richard and yes. Our guy, Spence. And there is a pro league for lacrosse.
The Premier League. Okay. This is hour number two. So this is going to be keyword number two. Here it is. The keyword to win your town jerseys. Either Butler, Steph, Draymond Green. The keyword this hour is Warriors. So text Warriors to 20357. That's Warriors to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys. Do that right now. And we're going to be doing this, like we said, once an hour, every hour, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. yesterday, today, and tomorrow for your chance to win a town game jersey. of either Steph Curry, Draymond Green, or Jimmy Butler. And not only are we giving away those three tomorrow, but we are also going to be giving away a Pat Spencer jersey as well. And that specifically happens between 11:45 and 12:15. So now you're all caught up.
That's big.
You're all caught up. And Pat Spencer. I wonder what his role is going to be. Well, first of all, we need to find out if Steph and Butler, Steph and Draymond are coming back on Friday.
Yeah. When we all want it, but I want it too selfishly to see so they can be whole and we can find out moving forward, you know?
The I was thinking about the big three, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, coming back for the Warriors and Pat Spencer and where he fits. So, do you want to see more Spencer? See, here's the problem.
Give it to me, because I'm already... Like,
Steph Curry is Steph Curry. Yeah. Nobody doesn't want him back.
He's the show.
And Jimmy Butler's going to play too. And my question is, how many of these young guys do you want to see become more of a staple of the rotation?
There's three.
Okay, who?
Spencer, Will Richard, and Post. I've told you, I've been consistent even during the bad days or bad games per se for Quentin Post, but I see him fighting and growing and working on the things that he might be deficient in. And who do we have on Gelsey yesterday talking about, you know, he's got to go get stronger. But okay, that's coming. But in the meantime, he's still fighting. And I saw him bother what I deem bother Mobley, who I thought, oh boy, he's going to put him in the blender. So those are my three. And Stoney, I guess it's four. Because Guy Santos is just a boatload of energy. But he would be my fourth. Because I do think, you know, when he's down there, he's bringing something to the table that an older team needs.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out if Friday Curry comes back and Draymond comes back and Melton's available. Let's say Friday could theoretically be their first game where everybody's available, right? Mm. In theory. I guess we need to find out about Kuminga, quite frankly, whether he's going to be able to play or not. But it does feel like we're getting to the point where things are going to start settling in for the Warriors, knock wood, assuming they can stay relatively healthy. And so that's what I'm interested in the, you know, with the next few games is, okay, you got Curry. He's going to play 30 to 32.
Let's go.
Butler's going to play 30 to 32.
Let's go.
Draymond's
30 to 32.
28 to 30. Right. He's probably going to play. Then what? Like, then how are the other minutes going to shake out?
Do you have somebody at the top of your list? Is it Spencer? Like, he's at the top of mine right now. I want to ride this wave.
Well, I mean, to me, a priority right now is to get a big look at Melton. That, to me, that's, you know, whatever Celebrini is.
Oh, see, I had him with the others.
No, what do you mean?
Melton. Like when you said the youngsters, I wasn't even including him, but you're just talking about Melton, who's a big part of this team, is going to be a big part of what they could do.
Yeah, I need to see more Melton to see what his role is going to be if games ever get important.
He should be a starter.
Well,
he's starting. Steph, I mean, Stoney, that's a problem.
What's
Melton,
what's
Steph,
a problem?
Jimmy, Dre, and Post? Like, I love that. And I think they love it. That's why they brought him back after tearing his Achilles.
I just can't believe, like, we had Willard coming in here last week trying to talk you off the ledge, and now we got the Warriors are a problem.
But we got motion back. There's energy. And there's no, maybe it's the dark cloud of Kuminga.
There's motion back with Draymond?
Like, we need what he brings, his service.
Which is what now?
Holding the ball?
Junkyard dog. All right, 888. See, this is what I mean. Like, how's this thing going to shake out? In the next several games for the Warriors, assuming that everybody's pretty healthy.
Just go to break.
What did he say?
Just go to break.
I'll tell you on the
I'll
other
walk
side.
Out of here if I... If, were you, What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.